Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. We're going to tackle something that everybody's interested in, especially in America. We're going to give you a perspective on aging. Anti-aging, stop the aging. Don't become old. Because when you're old, you're left out. People start to call you sir, ma'am, lady, senior citizen. They stop proofing you at the 7-Eleven. The first sign of aging is when they don't ask for your ID. This is depressing. We all get older from the beginning right to the end. And then our souls are set free. They go to heaven and we don't have to worry about it anymore. So what's the big deal about aging? Ask America. They're consumed with the idea. Facelifts, stem cell therapy, human growth hormone, makeup, cosmetics, this, that, the other thing. And of course, the herbalists are doing it too. We have herbs for you. And these herbs are from God. And they slow down or stop or reverse the aging process. And we can prove that scientifically with studies funded by, we don't want to ask who. These herbs can do it too. So, you know, whether it's allopathic medicine or holistic medicine, it doesn't matter. Everybody's consumed by this. And we've got the longevity conference going on right now down at the Orange County Hilton. I was there yesterday with Dr. Marshall. I'll be there tonight. And it's great. It really is great. Okay, I'm going to be my usual sort of, there's something underneath it all that you should understand self, because this is Straight Talk on Health. But it's fantastic. All these people, and a lot of these people are in their 50s and 60s. And unlike our grandparents, if you're 50 years old today, you still remember when you were a little kid, grandma and grandpa. And grandma and grandpa, boy, they were born around what? In the 1880s, 1890s. By the time World War I hit, they were 20 years old. So if you're 50 years old today, you remember grandma and grandpa. And when they were 50 and 60, they were already old. This is amazing for me to observe here, you know. At 60 years old, nobody I know, well, I shouldn't say that, but lots of people at the age of 50 or 60 years old, they're not thinking about being grandparents. Women at 50 today, in their minds, they're 20. Men, they go out and they exercise. I was talking to a guy the other day, 56 years old. He's surfing these 10-foot waves and taking these spills with his teenagers, and he has no concept that he's 50-something years old. In his mind, he's out there with these 20-year-olds, and there's no difference. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. But you see, what I'm going to try to do today, as always, is give you what's underneath all of this. And underneath all of this is a lot of fear. Fear about getting older. You run in certain circles, and the Hollywood circle, which not all of us are part of, but nonetheless, there's a mentality. There's a mentality in corporations that as you age, you're getting closer to the farm, you know, where they put you just to sit and watch TV. And there's a fear underneath all of this. Because as you age, it's not that you're wiser. As you age, it's not that you're sexier. As you age, it's not that you're proven. It's as you age, it's not that you have more character. As you age, it's simply you don't look as good as everybody else. And the fact is, as you age, if you age correctly, you are more inspirational and more charismatic and more representative of what it is to be human than anything. And you inspire people who are 20 and 30 years younger than you. But you've got to activate in a certain way. By the time most people are 50 years old, so many of their dreams have started to just disappear up into smoke that that's what ages them. Their faith in themselves and in the goodness of their life begins to really get the final test. When you go into that second half of your life, you start to wear the look of broken dreams, of I thought it was going to be like this and I found out it was going to be like that. That is what young people fear. And anybody that doesn't fall into that trap, let alone anybody that can take care of their body, now you really are the guy in his 50s or 60s that's just as sexy as he was when he was 20 years old. Now, that's a perspective we really need to take to ourselves. Because if we do the other one, well, I think this is a, well, I don't want to call it a joke, but really, if after 50 years old, it's about human growth hormone, stem cells therapies, facelifts, even wonderful herbs, stuff that you just take out of the refrigerator, pull off the store shelf, guzzle down your throat, and voila, you've got that second lift on life. If that's the way you're running, you're still running scared. Now, what about the nuts and bolts of anti-aging? First of all, I want you to look at the cell. The cell itself, the heart cell, the brain cell, the liver cell, the kidney cell, the spleen cell, the bone cell, the muscle cell, all your digestive cells, your pancreatic cells. These cells have a biological age and a chronological age. That means every cell is like a factory. And if that factory has a reserve energy, a surplus of adenosine triphosphate, a surplus of ATP, if that cell, based upon multiple systems, not just the skin stuff you use, not just the cosmetic antioxidant on your skin. See, we got to move away from that and into the cell. The cell being a photonic system, a magnetic field, organizing trillions of chemical reactions per second. And if in the totality of all of these interactions within the cell has a surplus of energy, it directs that energy to repairing the cell. The more you do that over 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, the slower you age, the more you resist age. So that you may be 50 years old chronologically, but you have a cell that's biologically 30 years old because you've never dipped into the reserve, because you've always had a reserve to repair. So if you can repair systems in the cell faster than that those systems break down, you're going to look much younger as you age. That's the ticket in a nutshell. Now, we can reduce that to take your human growth hormone. And yes, of course, the cell does exactly that. It repairs on unbelievable levels and yada, yada, yada. And I'm sorry, I'm going to start screaming. This is a hyperinflated claim. And it's only common sense. Common sense, in the end, tells the truth. Really now. You're going to live like garbage. You're not going to exercise. You're going to have negative thoughts. You're going to live in toxic environments. Even your job site should be condemned. You're going to overwork yourself. You're going to live with the unbelievable stresses of urban life, and you're just going to pop some human growth hormone, catch yourself a facelift at 60, and there's not going to be a kickback to that. There's not going to be a bite to that. You're going to do everything wrong, or you're going to do things that are only minimally effective, and then because you have a great esthetician, you're going to get the edge. Well, I understand you do the best that you can do. No two ways about it, okay? You do what you can do. But there's this line we start to cross. You got to remember, the media, the commercial market has a powerful influence, and we start to believe our own baloney. And it is definitely baloney to sacrifice some of the fundamentals we're going to get into today about what and how you should really look at aging. Because you start overlooking what I'm about to say and have already said today, and you start drinking the Kool-Aid. So you pick your own lie. And one of them is that anti-aging is about human growth hormone and a bunch of supplements you can consume, even if they're herbs. It's much, much deeper than that. And it involves herbs. It involves herbs. Herbs accelerate your health. But if you don't understand the fundamentals behind the herb, you will never potentiate the herb. I'm going to harp on that today. Fat Harry, the cab driver, eating at Taco Bell and Dunkin' Donuts, that starts to consume a little ginseng or rhodiola or ashwagandha or cordyceps or red reishi, well, better he do that, right, than not. Agreed. I submit, agreed. But when he starts to think that that's what anti-aging's about, he's kidding himself. And when he's not given the fundamental perspectives to understand how he's almost wasting his money, that's not good either. So there's this thin line. We know, but buy this herb. We know. Why do you think Dr. Marshall is always harping on digestion? He just said it on the show today. He's talking about aging, and he's saying if you want to accelerate your aging, lose your digestive system. Eat foods that are difficult to digest. This is the kind of fundamentals I'm talking about. So first concept here. First concept, there's a cell. That cell performs gazillion functions per second. And when that cell has a surplus of energy produced by its own energetic centers, its Krebs cycle, its electron transport chains, the production of ATP, adenosine triphosphate, donating phosphate groups in the cell to move chemicals around to get the job done. When you have an excess of that, you have a surplus that you can spend on fixing your broken windows, painting your walls, redoing your rugs, calling the carpenter to fix the holes in the roof, so on and so forth. The minute you don't, your cell starts to break down. And when it breaks down, it doesn't function as well. And so it can't repair tissue because it doesn't function as well. And it's not being repaired because it's so busy responding to the demands of production. If you're using your heart, overworking your digestion, overworking your adrenals, overworking your muscular system, overworking your systems, then your physiological systems have to spend all their energy to produce for you. And you burn out, meaning what? You don't repair as fast as you produce. Right? Office workers in the corporate structure, we can't beat you with his whip too long. Push for production. Finally, what happens to production? Right? Production caves in. The demands of production have to be compensated for by the time and ingredients necessary for repair. Corporate America has not learned that, has it? Few people understand, really, that's what anti-aging is about. That's number one. Now, next concept. I'll start with something close to all our hearts, the skin. Yes, the skin. Your beautiful, youthful, lovely, wrinkle-free, oil-filled skin that at some point begins to get spots on it. We call them liver spots. Maybe they're not liver spots. Sometimes they go away with liver cleanses, if you do the cleanse right. Sometimes they don't. Maybe there's sunspots, antioxidant, free radical damage, requiring more antioxidants. But here's the big one. The skin is susceptible to damage based upon the amount of oil in it. And I don't care where you're from. I don't care if you're from Ireland, England.